This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah Bennett Woods brought to you by Indeed. If the next step for your business is finding a high-impact hire, try Indeed. Their flexible payment options mean better bang for your buck with no long-term contracts. Indeed will even give you $75 credit for your first sponsored job post at Indeed.com/high-impact. Terms and conditions apply. So our best of, our spotlight this week, also will come with a Woodsy story that I am looking forward to.
Yeah, you don't even know this.
I do not even know this one about Padres executive chairman Ron Fowler, but we had a chance to talk to him after the Padres clinch on Monday. Definitely our interview of the week. Let's go back to it and hear Uncle Ron with Ben and Woods. Ron Fowler back on with us on Ben and Woods. Ron, congratulations. I know that Padres fans have waited a long time. You're both a fan and also one of the owners of the team, so you've waited as long as anyone. Congratulations.
Thanks, guys. Yesterday was unbelievable, you know. For a while, I thought we were playing rather tight. I was tight watching them, so I can understand why. But we've been waiting a long time for this, and I've said to myself, Peter and I have talked about it a number of times. And this crazy year and this even crazier world, why not the Padres? And the guys started playing well from day one, and they just kept on playing well. And the magic weekend with H.A., probably one of the most fun things I've ever done in sports, going through that process with him. So when you see it all come together and you have a Sunday like we did, it's really special. But what I liked is you heard Ting and you heard talk to A.J. And, you know, okay, guys, we're going to celebrate tonight. Tomorrow we're back at it because we still need to win the wild card home field, even though it doesn't mean much. Familiarity with where you're playing, especially when you have no idea who you're going to play, is very, very important. And that's what the guys are back doing. So it's a special team, but their focus is on continuing to win, and that's what's important.
Talking to Ron Fowler here on Ben and Woods this morning. And, Ron, when you talk about that weird, wild weekend of A.J. Preller, and I know you were involved in that as well, when he comes to you with this, I mean, all of these ideas, by far the most active team at the trade deadline, it wasn't even close. Did you look at him ever and say, have you lost your mind, AJ? Or walk us through, because we talked to him, and he's like, oh, it's just business as usual. From your perspective, were you like, we're doing what? We got who? I mean, how was it for you as the owner?
The reality is he was working on it weeks ahead of time. I mean, he has a group of about 12 to 16 guys that are either some player development people, scouts, or amateur and professional, and they were socially distanced in the auditorium and other areas. Some were Zoom calls and such, but he had a plan, and there are all kinds of variables to the plan. And when he made the first move on Friday, it was okay. But, you know, he was my wake-up call on Saturday and Sunday. But it was very methodical. Yeah, I mean, I think some people think he's a riverboat gambler, but he was very logical, very deductive. You know, we sat there and went through, okay, if this individual is being moved, who's going to step into that? Why are you moving that individual? I thought 3 months ago or last year, this individual is going to be part of it. But he literally took a look, answered every question, explained why, and it was a very organized, very deductive process that he went through. I think he was probably as shocked as anybody that all the things he wanted to play out came together. But it was sort of magical to sit and watch this thing happen. And there were a couple things that did not happen in the sequence they were supposed to. But the fact is, they all happened, and we gave up some good players, but we gave up some good players to get some good players who can really help us now, and that's what it was all about. But it was. I've watched business executives and sports executives do a lot of things over the years, but that was about as good as it gets to see the analytical process and then the execution being as precise as it was. It was sort of sitting inside the room as things got done. And it was, here I am, a 76-year-old guy. I was sort of giddy, actually.
Ron, let me ask you about that investment in scouting. From the pro level, we had Pete DeYoung on last week, to college, to high school, to international. I mean, I'm sure over the years, just AJ's flights to the Dominican Republic alone have set you back a pretty penny. But looking at some of the other teams that have, in this pandemic year, trying to save a buck, have let go some of their scouting departments to try to make some budgets. How important is that investment, do you feel, in what the Padres have been able to put together for this season?
Well, I think, I don't know how to say it, but, we sort of go against the tide. It's like everybody else is pulling in their horns. Yeah, we're going to lose a ton of money, but if there's an opportunity to win it, you got to go for it. And we felt that we were very close this year, that some of these savings were going to be false savings on the short term, so why not play the string out? And that's what we did. And we were the first team to make determinations as to what we were going to do with what they call UEC employees, which are player development or coaches or scouts. And, people took some cuts in compensation, but AJ felt very strongly that he wanted to keep the group together through this season, and we did. And I think when we told all the guys what was going to happen before anybody else was talking to them, I think that gave them a sense of confidence that they knew they were going to get their paychecks this year. So there's a loyalty, a camaraderie, a commitment to helping get it done, and it just came together. And it was really good to see that, not just on the baseball side, but Eric Grubner did the same thing with the business side. But it was everybody here pulling together. You see how this team loves one another on the field. I think you've got the same type of thing in the front office, whether it be baseball or business ops, and that's what makes it so special.
Talking to Ron Fowler, Padres executive chairman, here on Ben and Woods this morning. And obviously, Ron, your comments at the end of the last year, some heads are going to roll. No one could have predicted what laid ahead in 2020. But I do feel like even then, the guys have taken it so seriously. They've played so hard. They did not want to let this short season slip through their fingers. They've given everything they've had. How disappointed would you have been had they not made the playoffs this year?
Very disappointed. There's no other answer. It's like we knew we had a good team. We knew we had players who should have been competitive, and I would have been very disappointed. I mean, I thought we were going to win last year. I thought we were going to play over 500 baseball. And let's be honest, the team quit on the manager in August and September. They just flat out quit. So you sit down and talk to some of these guys, and you make sure that's not going to happen again, and find out the reasons why and rally the troops. And there was no quit this year. They getting to play baseball was really the challenge with the pandemic, and spring training gets canceled. What can you do to keep these guys engaged, consistent with baseball rules? But the slog was getting to actually playing games. And I knew, and I think AJ knew, that once we got to playing games, this group was together and this group was going to win, and they did.
And, Ron, You mentioned your manager. You mentioned Jace Tingler. We've talked to you about Jace before. We've had the chance to talk to him a bunch. He's hit some bumps in the road this year, to be sure, as every single manager, you know, long tenured, first time, they all do. Everybody hits bumps in the road. As his boss, when you look at the job that he's done, how do you evaluate what Jace Tingler's brought to the Padres and just, you know, do we really believe right now what we're seeing? I mean, it's crazy to see these guys buy in. How much of that do you attribute to Jace?
A whole lot of it, and not just to Ting, but to his other coaches. We have coaches that are really on the guys. They're very tough, but they're fair. They have fun. But you know what? Ting has established the culture down there, and they want to win for him. They relate to him, and I think, you know, maybe even some of the players, as you know, question coaches or managers from time to time. But these guys know that he cares. These guys know that he's busting his pick to get it done. And between Ting and the coaches that we have, I think this team knows that they can lead them, these guys can lead them to more victories and great success. And that's what it's all about.
Ron, let's look ahead to these playoffs coming up, starting next Wednesday for your team. You haven't clinched, but obviously hoping to host a best-of-three first-round series at Petco Park. And then you've made, and the Padres have made, Petco Park available for Major League Baseball to host an American League Division Series and the American League Championship Series as well. You're influential amongst the other owners. How is this all going to work? Is it going to be different from the regular season? What are some of the details that you can share with us on this October in Major League Baseball?
How much time do we have?
For you?
For you,
a lot,
50
actually.
Minutes? Yeah.
I would give you guys that there's nothing similar to the regular playoffs this year. Our guys are going into a bubble this Wednesday, and they will stay in quotes, bubbleized for the remainder of the season and the playoffs. So that whole process and the protocols that we go through there is unbelievable. We had to submit a list of 50 people that will be part of the travel party that have to stay quarantined in this bubble with them.
And was I on it?
Approved
no.
Baseball.
I'm not on there, Ron.
We deal
with I didn't get a call from you asking for any information, so I guess I'm not on that list.
They thought you might be disruptive, but I didn't want to say anything.
That is a fair assessment.
So, anyway, the whole process, and, you know, all this is going on while we're playing baseball, so AJ and Steiner are sending this, what do you think of this list? Is this list good? Well, I'm not going to tell them what players have to be on the 40-man, but the travel schedule and who is on it. So it is different. It took 3 weeks to negotiate this deal with the Players Association. And, you know, it was all kinds of craziness. The hotels and such, and AJ, God love them, wants our guys at another hotel that's closer. So we had to go back to baseball and get that hotel approved. It literally, you know, how you sanitize it and all this stuff is crazy. But this has been an unbelievably difficult year in terms of all the things that the teams have to do. And a team less focused than our team could have lost their way. But our guys were bang on, got through it all. There's a lot of great support people, non-baseball support people that did it. But to win this year, you probably can put an asterisk on a lot of things. But it was probably the most difficult year to stay focused on baseball. But the highest marks I give our guys, and this is AJ all the way down, is they kept our guys together. They kept them focused. And they convinced them, because I think we had the talent to do it, but they convinced them that they could win. And that's what you saw last night.
Ron, it's almost certainly not going to happen here in California, but Rob Manfred did leave the door at least open, possibly, for fans for those games in Texas where your team could be playing if you advance in the National League Division Series. championship series. We saw a football game with fans just down the street in Arlington, Texas, from the Rangers ballpark last night with the Cowboys and the Falcons. What are you hearing? Are there any chance that they may allow fans in for some of these playoff games, at least in Texas?
I think there's a possibility of fans for the National League championship game and for the World Series. To say this year is fluid is an understatement, so we'll know a lot more over the next probably week to 10 days. But as of now, I think there will be a few fans allowed. Is it going to be, you know, thousands? It might be a couple thousand, but that's where we are right now. A month ago, I'd have told you there were going to be no fans. So obviously, whatever happens, and if we can work with people here to make sure that some of our fans can see the games, we're going to do whatever we can. But it's sort of out of our control. Central Baseball is working on that. But we just want to be there and be competing. And I know that if we were lucky enough to win at home in the wild card, we know who we're playing next. And damn, it would be a good season to get that next thing done.
Yeah, it would.
Well, we know what that next thing is. Ron, congratulations to you, to Peter Seidler, and to your entire organization. AJ, everyone on down, scouts, coaches, players. It's quite the accomplishment, and I know you guys aren't done, so hopefully we'll be able to revisit this chat sometime in October.
Good. Thanks for working with us, guys. We appreciate the relationship with 97.3 The Fan, and it's been a fun year for us. Let's go get some more.
I like that. Let's
I like
eat some
it
more
too.
Cake. Let's
more
eat some
cake
more
for
cake.
Me.
The cake's eat getting bigger cake. Every week.
Eat more
from
cake.
This point on. There's Executive Chairman Ron Fowler on our SDCCU fan hotline, SDCCU online and mobile banking. Let you do your banking from your smartphone. Message and data rates may apply. For details, visit SDCCU.com.
Well, Woodsy, I'm definitely happy for Ron Fowler, Peter Seidler, and their whole team. You
yep.
should have at least a little bit of success after, what, yeah, I mean, he's owned the team for a long time. I mean, at least by himself for the last, what, 5-6 years. Before that, he was a minority owner, so, and he hasn't had the chance to really see this playoff run yet.
Yeah, and I love Uncle Ron. Let me give you just a little story. I don't even know if I'm supposed to share it, but I'm going to anyway if it gets me in trouble. So be it. Got a DM from a guy. Says, I'm 50. I have a terminal neurological disease. My dad is 78 with stage 4 lung cancer. But in spite of that, with the Padres making the playoffs, we are both excited. I haven't seen him smile this much in a while. Please tell Ron thank you the next time you talk to him. So I did, and I sent it over to Ron's people, and the next day I got a message from this guy that says, thank you, man. I just got off the phone with Ron Fowler. He sounded like he was on the radio. So cool. Thanks very much.
Give him a call. That's cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, it's, I mean, it's, listen.
He's really just a fan like the rest of us.
Baseball, you know, but you can call baseball just a game, but it's so much bigger than that to so many people.
All right, Friday edition of the Rindel Report. We'll get to that next. Woodsy has some new releases that we're going to move into the 6 o'clock hours. He's excited about. Stay tuned. Ben and Woods back together on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.